The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 805 on AM 970, The Answer. Out of New York, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. I appreciate you checking it out online and out of New York. Stephen Moore is the Joe Piscopo resident scholar of economics. Everybody knows Stephen Moore, chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force on Economic Revival, a former Donald Trump economic advisor, and the author of the book, The Trumponomics, it's called. Hey, Stephen, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Joe. And by the way, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. You know, did you see the numbers?
Yeah.
9.4 million unfilled jobs in America tonight. 9.4 million. That is an all-time record. And this is all a result, Joe, of these massive benefits that we're paying out to people right now for not working. And it is a big hardship for every small business in America, across the, you know, from coast to coast. I don't know if you're seeing it in New York, but everywhere I go, I'm seeing these help wanted signs, you know, bonuses for just McDonald's, you know, $250 just to come in for an interview.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. And we were talking about it earlier. Lifeguards, cab drivers, they're just, all these jobs are becoming increasingly difficult to fill. I mean, you know what gets me, Stephen, is that the president, Biden, this guy Biden, he doesn't even talk about it. They don't even address, and all he does is look at, he squints at the camera and he goes, jobs, jobs, jobs. He starts talking about jobs. He lopped off tens of thousands of jobs with the XL pipeline, yet let Putin put his pipeline in. Help me out, Stephen.
I don't understand the logic of that.
Yeah.
You know, and you see it every time you go to the gas pump. I saw Biden the other day saying, I'm not raising tax on people make less than $400,000. I'm like, Joe, I was saying, hey, you know, President Biden, every time I go to the gas pump now, I'm paying a Biden tax.
That's right.
You know,
that's
it's a dollar exactly extra right. gallon today from what it was when Trump was in. A dollar increase. That's,
and we were talking about
15, you know, 15, you know, gallon tank. That's $15 more you pay every time you go up or, you know, go to the grocery store. Try to buy some airline tickets. All this stuff. They're going up and up in price. And this is because we have out-of-control government spending. We're paying people more money to stay home on the couch. We're calling them the stay-at-home bonuses, these unemployment bonuses. And I don't understand. By the way, your governor there in New York, Cuomo, and then I know you reach into New Jersey and Murphy and in Connecticut, Lamont, those governors should immediately, this morning, they should suspend these $300 a week extra unemployment benefits because it's hurting small businesses. By the way, it's bad for the workers, Joe. I mean, it's bad to have people now who've been unemployed for almost 15 months.
Yeah.
And the longer you stay unemployed, the worse it is for your job skills and worse for your mental health and your productivity. You know, there is dignity in work. There's a sense of accomplishment. And people need a reason to get up in the morning. And, you know, so I'm disgusted by this. And we've got to fill those jobs. We've got 10 million unemployed people, but we've got 9.2 million job openings.
That's unbelievable. And you're right. Once you give these entitlement programs to everybody, it just does nothing but harm the community. And that's exactly what's happening. But don't you think this is a political question, Stephen? You don't have to answer it, but it seems like it's power and control, man. It's like they just want to do this. They want to have the government, this nanny state, take over everybody so they can be in complete power of everything. And it's the worst possible thing. That's why crime, there's everybody on the streets. The crime is skyrocketing in all these cities that you're talking about.
Well, that's right. By the way, you know, and I got to say that if you've heard of a concept, Joe, called universal basic income. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, what is that? That's Andrew Yang talking, right?
Yeah, Andrew Yang, exactly, Joe. You're exactly right. Andrew Yang came up with that idea, and he talked about it during the Democratic presidential campaigns a year ago. And we're getting universal basic income right now.
That's right.
We're paying people. Think about this. You get $300 a week extra unemployment benefits, plus the usual, $400 to $500 a week. If you got a couple both unemployed, so they're both, you double up on it, right? So you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of, $1,600 a month. I mean, a week. Sorry, Joe. $1,600 a week in unemployment benefits. Plus you get free Obamacare health care. Plus you get food stamps. Plus you get rental assistance. Plus you get $3,000 per child, just free money. I mean, what I call the helicopter money. You add this all up. We estimate in New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, a family of four with two unemployed parents can get. And by the way, all that is tax-free, Joe. It's tax-free. You and I have to pay taxes on, or a truck driver, we have to pay taxes on our earnings. All these benefits are tax-free. So you have to earn over $100,000 to make as much as people are getting for being unemployed. And I'm not saying that we should get rid of the safety net. Of course, we should have unemployment insurance if people lose their job. I've lost my job before. But the idea that people are making more money for sitting on the couch than the people are working, sorry. I think that's unfair. And we've got universal basic income, and we can't get people to go back on the job. And it is about power. And then I talk to my liberal friends, and they say, well, gee, these small businesses are going to have to pay their workers more. I'm like, you don't understand. Small businesses operate on a small margin. They don't have huge profits. People who own a McDonald's franchise, or people run a little construction company, or the restaurants. They can't go in and keep paying more and more money. And this is typical politicians, by the way, who've never run. I mean, look, we've got a president, vice president, who've never, owned a business before in their life. They've never met a payroll, so they don't know anything about business. And these small businessmen women are really hurting out there. I saw a sign on the door down the street from a restaurant where in our little village, and it said $18 an hour for kitchen help. It said, we will provide you free food, free meals, free gym membership, a free retirement benefit, a free this, free that, $50 just to come in and interview. I mean, I'm like, I'm going to take that job. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they still can't get people to come to work.
I know. It's so true. We feel it. We have these retro fitness gyms in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and one down the road where I live in Flemington, New Jersey. And it cost us literally thousands of dollars to adhere to what? To the government mandates during the pandemic.
Yeah.
No one, they don't work. What killed me, and this is a whole nother story to talk about at a whole nother time, Stephen Moore, but if the politicians, why should they be paid and no one else is getting paid? Those of us who are in small businesses, cut the salaries. You watch them turn around that so quickly. Hey, Stephen, before we let you go, the infrastructure situation now, they say Joe Biden cut off the talks. We all know Joe Biden's not in charge, but the conglomerate that is running this administration, whoever it is, they shut down the talks about infrastructure. And where will we end up with this? I mean, because it seems like Biden was giving a little bit to the Republicans, saying no, because they were asking ridiculous things on the Democratic side. Where will we end up with the infrastructure spending, do you think?
Well, Joe, right now, the way I like to put it is, when it comes to infrastructure, Republicans are on Venus and Democrats are on Mars. They're just not, what I believe is infrastructure, and I think you too, Joe, is, we want to fix our roads, the potholes. We want to make sure that the bridges are safe and the tunnels are safe. And the bricks and mortar stuff that is essential for our infrastructure, our better airports, our better ports. Democrats want windmills, and they want, green energy subsidies, all this stuff that's not infrastructure. And so, what I think we ought to do, and this is where I think a lot of Republicans are, is we don't need another $2 trillion spending bill. We can't afford it. We're going to bankrupt this country. Let's use the money that was in that COVID relief bill that is not necessary and isn't being spent, and redirect that money, Joe. I'd love to know what you think about this. Let's redirect that money to building roads and bridges.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Stephen Moore is the man, the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics. I love that. Stephen, thanks for making sense. You make a lot of sense. We so appreciate it, because sometimes we feel nuts, and thanks for making us feel not crazy. We aren't wrong. Thank you so much, Stephen.
All right. Well, Joe, it's only the PhD economists who can screw everything up. This stuff is common sense, right?
It's just so common sense.
Let's balance our budget. Let's get back to work in America, folks.
Hey, man, thank you, Stephen. Great job always, Stephen. Stephen Moore is the man right there. I have to tell you, too, quarter after 8 o'clock, to put your to allay your fears a little bit, too. When I talk about the gal that I hired, she does multiple jobs. She'll be a nanny here. She'll go help out somebody else there. And she goes, and she runs around. And then she'll get, an Uber. She'll get it herself. And not. I'm telling you, there are young people that are there. And we don't hear about them, but fortunately, and they are not easy to find, but there are people out there with a work ethic. Man, I remember when I was younger, when I was a garbage man, right? And then I remember working, just anything for an odd job. One guy, I remember, his name was Mr. Armor. He was the big rich guy at the end of the street, and he had this big house. And hey, Joey, I got to put a fence in. I think I've told you this before where I go, okay, I'll do the fence, Mr. Armor. Thank you. I'll pay. And I had a post dig, those posts. I put the whole, I was dying. Now, hey, Joey, you want something to drink? I went, yes. It was summertime. I'm like dying out there. One glass of water. One little glass of water. I was like De Niro in Raging Bull. Give me a little ice. I'm in training. Just a little ice. I need a little ice. A little something. Give me water. But you know what? I did it and I worked. We worked. Back in the day, we worked, for crying out loud. Nowadays, it ain't easy. But I think that there are folks out there, and I think that we will get to where we have to be. I hope, anyway. Hey, it's 8:16 before we break. You know that that Kamala Harris has problems when the New York Times goes after her, because this is insane. And I don't know who's running the Biden show. We think it's Susan Rice and, the old Obama group. But maybe they should understand that you can't, what you're doing with Kamala Harris now is an embarrassment. You're asking her, and I feel in a way bad for her. I know you don't like her, but I don't dislike Kamala Harris at all. But she's in a situation where she's being mandated and dictated by whoever's running everything in the out of the White House, And you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. So when they ask her, why aren't you at the border? Why is not this administration, whoever's running it, at the border? What do they have to, they're embarrassed? Are they embarrassed? Tom Holman's going to join us coming up. But this is from the New York Times. The New York Times declared it a high-stakes trip to Mexico and Guatemala, during which she, Kamala Harris, took on the politically volatile issue, but later noted, Ms. Harris's team has tried to distance her from the U.S.-Mexico border issue, an acknowledgement of the political baggage it brings to any Democrat with aspirations for higher office. While she has shown a willingness to speak about the causes of migration, Ms. Harris has stumbled when discussing the border. And when she was with Lester Holt, and you know me, I always tell you about NBC News and all the mainstream media, but I'm always a fan of Lester's execution of the news. I think he's a great broadcaster. He nailed it with her the other day. And it was so refreshing to see, where he goes, we haven't been to the border. She goes, we've been at the border. We've been at the border. And then, so he goes, you haven't been at the border. Yeah. And then, matter of fact, let me, if Joe Sibili, if you would play that. This is Lester Holt with Kamala Harris, please.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
I'm embarrassed.
She says, I haven't been to Europe it was a vacation.
But someone gave her that line. These are puppet candidates that we see, and I believe in the presidency and the vice presidency. They're being dictated by a conglomerate, and I don't know where it's coming from. And you could make up your mind with that. But someone gave her that line. It was a horrible line. I mean, listen, we've all done bad lines. Lord knows. But to say something like, my gosh, she goes, I'm in the, it has nothing to do. Lester Holt didn't let up. And I have to tell you, I got to take a moment, because I'm the first to criticize the mainstream media. Oh, God bless him for being a reporter. Lester Holt showed up, because he's a great reporter in his execution. I love the way it's like a, forgive me, it's an alpha male doing the news. And I like that every once in a while, okay? I mean, I like, Catherine Herridge, we love some of these great women that deliver the news. But I like when a guy has the guts enough to ask a question back of a Democratic, quote-unquote, administration. God bless him for that. She had no answer. And it's now they're starting to eat their own on the left, and it's about darn time. Tom Holman will join us. He's the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Bill O'Reilly on the show. So hold on. Bill O'Reilly told me something. He said, don't talk about it. But he told me not to talk about it. He's going to talk about live on the air at 9 o'clock. Michael Goodwin as well. Yes, Al, what's up?
I mean, real quick, you know, great that Lester pressed her on the issue, but shame on her for not being prepared for it. She had to know that he was going to ask her a question about it.
They got a pass. They think we got a pass.
But that's the thing.
And they're giving Biden a pass. And for Hunter Biden to use the N-word in an email, he should be arrested or not. If not arrested, he should be chastised. That should be the front story of everything.
But how do you?
Because if it was the other way around, it would be. They would just destroy the person. But who uses an N-word in an email?
No, they shouldn't.
What kind of human being could that be?
They shouldn't. But my point is, somebody on her staff didn't sit there and go, look, he's probably going to ask you a question about the border. Here's how you should answer it. The fact that she seemed ill-prepared, and then she's like, well, I haven't been to Europe. It's almost like, that's not a vacation, sweetheart. You're the vice president of the United States.
Again, they gave her that line. She doesn't, she's not.
But she hasn't held a press conference about it. She was told, okay, she's going to be in charge of the border. Hasn't spoken about it in a press conference in months. They ask her a question. She's not prepared. You need to go there, Miss Vice President, and see what's going on, to actually have boots on the ground. Not even relying. This way she can say with her own two eyes that, hey, here's what's going on, and you know, here's what we're going to do to prevent these people from coming to America. Not in some speech, don't come. Go there and see what's going on.
The problem is this quote unquote administration, whatever it is, you have a Manchurian candidate that is bought and sold, in my opinion, by Beijing. You've got other puppet politicians down there, from the Secretary of State to the Homeland Security. It's just who's running the show. And if it is that you're saying, oh, it's all Obama people, well, who's going to go in and investigate that? Because wouldn't it be nice if mainstream media said who was running the show? Because we know, everybody knows it's not Joe Biden. Everybody knows it's not Kamala. You know, and no disrespect or hate or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, it's not them. They are handed these lines. They are dictated what to say. Who's running the show? Who's running the show? Hey, Tom Holman's going to join us, and he's got a lot to say about the border. 822 with Joe on the radio, and we're coming right back at you.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Oh, we got the deals for you for a standard queen premium my pillow. I tell you about my cousin Paulie. We call him Paulie Pillow because he used to come to the house. He would bring a my pillow. He would bring a my pillow as a gift. You know how great is that? Now you could get, because Paulie knew, and then I knew, and then I met Mike Lindell, and he's got this for you. $29.98 for a standard queen premium my pillow. Look at that. Oh, are you kidding me? Regularly $69.98. How much savings is that, Al? It's a $40 savings. Me and Al, not so good at math.
Sorry,
Kings are only $5 more. Somebody, they had to write it out for me. It's a $40.
Ask me at six,
savings.
I would have known.
$29.98 for a standard queen premium my pillow, please. All right, and now you got to go to use Joe P. That's the promo code, Joe P. Nothing else. Disregard all those other great announcers that we have. Just think Joe P. Joe P. It's like E.T. It's Joe P. Click on the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. You get the Giza Dream bed sheets. You get the MyPillow mattress topper. Get the MyPillow towel sets. We got it all. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or MyPillow.com. The promo code is, I am sorry, I'm going to do it like E.T., Joe P. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer, and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM AM 570, The Mission.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ouch. Ouch. Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, I'm telling you about this three-week quick start at Relief Factor because I look at Kent from Arkansas, for example. He said, before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt and just wanted to crawl into bed. Now I am amazed at how much my pain has decreased and improved my daily life. That's another happy customer that cured his pain using Relief Factor. If you want to get rid of that lingering pain, lingering, great word. You have the lingering pain. I personally suggest that you order the three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, to see if we can get you out of pain like Kent, all right? Or like our guy Bill, or like me. How about your pal Joe on the radio? Got rid of my pain in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. It's only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com today. Today, you got to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. Relieffactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 825. We're fired up. You think we're fired up? Thomas Holman is fired up, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show, man. You've been speaking the truth for so long. What is going on down there at the border? And why are they, who's feeding Kamala Harris these ridiculous lines? Like, I've been to Europe. That must have made you crazy, Tom Holman.
It did. You know, it's so ridiculous. This administration, her Secretary of Homeland Security, the President, they spend more time trying to manage the optics, of this crisis than they do with actually dealing with the crisis. They spend most of their time trying to spin the truth, hide the truth from American people.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of work. But she goes over to Guatemala. She goes to foreign countries who are actually sending these people here, allowing these people to, you know, the people are fleeing from these countries. So she goes there and asks their advice before she even goes to her own southern border and asks the men and women who serve in the Border Patrol and ICE, ask them their advice, ask her own experts on the border. The reason she doesn't do that, though, is because she goes to the border, the Border Patrol will tell her it's a Biden policy that causes. The migrants themselves will say they're coming because of Biden policies. I mean, they're of course wearing Biden T-shirts. They weren't wearing Trump T-shirts. And the men and women ICE tell the same thing. She knows the truth. She knows the facts. But they spend more time trying to, you know, dance around the actual facts because they're ashamed of themselves. I mean, this is open borders, and American people are catching on to it.
It is. You know, how cool was that, Tom Holman? You and I talk about it all the time, and your buddy Mark Morgan comes on all the time. We talk about it because I'm so concerned, you certainly, about the good men and women protecting the border, but those kids that are in the Rio Grande, for God's sake, Lester Holt finally nails Kamala Harris. Finally, mainstream media gets it, and so there, I guess there is hope, but with the president of Guatemala, he goes, no, you got to stop saying what you're saying, because he goes, the coyotes, you hear him say it, he said, in Spanish, the coyotes are making the money. And then they broke down the money that you've been talking about for years now. They broke it down. Oh, it's just so upsetting that the administration does not admit it, you know?
You know, the most pathetic thing about this administration is that they were told in advance. CBP, ICE, all the experts talked to the transition people when they're transitioning the administration. They clearly let them know, if you end this policy, this will happen. If you end those three agreements, this will happen.
Yeah.
So they knew coming in that if they were going to implement the Biden policies, which is strictly, there is no Biden policies, more or less just kill everything Trump did, they knew going in this would cause a surge, and they did it anyways. Yeah. That's why I said on your show many times, this isn't by accident, this isn't mismanagement. This is open borders. Joe Biden sold out our country to win the election. He needed a progressive left vote. So he made all these promises about free health care for illegal aliens and ending, you know, ICE detention, ICE and having amnesty for those who are in the country illegally. He made all these promises knowing it would cause a surge. Then he got in the White House and he signed his executive orders keeping those promises. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why he never talks about the border. He knows he on all his press conferences, you don't hear him talk about what we have done on the border. I'll say it again. This is what your listeners need to pay attention to. You can't name one thing they've done to slow the flow. They haven't taken one action to try to decrease the amount of illegal immigration. They've been working really hard at processing people quickly, releasing them, so it doesn't look like there's no, it doesn't look like there's overcrowding border patrol cities. So they say, look, nothing to see here, but they're ignoring the very fact that a record number of illegal aliens are crossing that border. Look, there's a, at the rate people are being arrested at the border right now, at the, if they, if this rate continues, you're looking at over 1.5 million people crossing that border this year illegally.
Wow. That's and you know what? And this is what kills me about this Biden and whoever's running the White House. They put Biden up to talk about jobs, and he whispers in that creepy whispering tone, jobs, you got to get jobs. He's losing the jobs. He's bringing people in who are going to work for nothing now. And then this, when he goes, remember that speech when he said, by the 4th of July, we'll be able to be out with our family. What? Because of the COVID thing with this virus, he's letting, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom Holman, because this drives me nuts, because I worry about the virus. I'm a hypochondriac. We got ahead of it thanks to the Operation Warp Speed on the previous administration. They're sending people in who have this coronavirus from the border. This is a fact, correct?
It's not only a fact, and this happened a few months ago, and it continues to happen, which, again, is being hidden by the media out there. That these NGOs, these groups that they gave billions of dollars to take care of these families when they're released and until they get to their final destination, which is usually with the illegal alien spouse who paid for this trip. Give that for a minute. Some of these illegal aliens use their stimulus check that the Biden administration gave them to smuggle their wife and children into the country, but they only got to smuggle them to the border because the U.S. government will give them a plane ticket, a bus ticket, and a brand new iPhone and help them get to the final destination, give them to the person who paid for the smuggling, which is a felony, by the way. But months ago, they released hundreds of people with COVID. What people aren't talking about right now, a huge percentage of the people that are being housed by the NGOs right now, these hotel rooms at $300 a night that you're paying for, a huge percentage have active COVID cases, and they will be released. So this another, you know, this country's turning the corner on COVID, thanks to President Trump getting on that vaccine really quickly. We're making great progress. And at the same time, behind the scenes, like everything else the administration does, because they're not transparent at all, they're releasing positive COVID cases into our communities.
You know, and just to stay, Tom Holman's with us, kind enough to join us, just to stay on track is when, and you give credit where it's due, as Lester Holt did a great job going after Kamala Harris, where she declared her trip to Central America a success. It was an abject failure. But when you go in and you talk about this, I would humbly suggest, and I know a lot of people listen to the show, and I know they sample the show in the morning, and I hope that a mainstream media outlet has the guts and the courage and the objectivity to track some of these families. Because, Tom, you ever see when they always make the immigration, they always highlight the family that was put together. They came across, they got there, and they do this like to tug on our heartstrings for the family. We feel for the families, but I feel for the kid in the Rio Grande who's face down drowning, for God's sake, that they don't care about, number one. Number two, follow, just what you said, Tom Holman, have the news crew follow them in an investigative report. Who's got this Wuhan coronavirus, and where are they going? To San Diego? To San Antonio, to Dallas? They're putting them in regular cities, in hotels, to Newark, New Jersey, and they have the virus. Why in the name of God, Tom, doesn't, there's got to be a news organization that jumps on this, because that's the only way the word's going to get out, Tom Holman, you know?
Well, look, it's, you know, I work with Fox. We're talking about every day. Shows like yours, right? You got to keep doing what you're doing. We got to educate American people. But the most insulting thing for me was I've been traveling to the border. I was in Phoenix about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I went to one of those hotels and drove by it. We were paying $300 a night. These people are getting 3 squares a day. They're getting medical attention. They get air conditioning. You know, they take a shower. And they got all the amenities. And meanwhile, right down the street, within a block of this hotel, I counted about 40 homeless people. Several of them were veterans of our war. Homeless, on the street, no shower, no meal, no air conditioning. But we're taking care of the people that came to this country illegally. And look, I feel bad for these people, too. You know, I can't blame anybody that wants to come to the greatest country on earth, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. You can't want to be part of the greatest country on earth and not respect our laws. You can't have it both
Amen.
Ways.
Amen.
But this administration thinks you can. And if you really care about these families, stop enticing them to put themselves in the hands of criminal organizations. Stop enticing them to come across a river where many have drowned or come across a desert where many have died. Build a wall. enforce the law, if they really are escaping fear and persecution, as defined by law, if they're really doing it, they can show up at a port of entry with no smuggling, no smuggler has to take them there. They can show up at a port of entry where there is air conditioning. There are officials that will listen to their case and adjudge your case, neither let them in or not. But that's a humane thing to do. But this administration thinks it's humane to let people go across the river, put themselves in criminal cartels, have 31% of them get raped, have children die, and children abandoned. They call that humane. Well, they're crazy. It is not.
Well, Tom, you've been speaking the truth, man, and everybody's been listening. So, and you're absolutely right. Fox has been doing some great stories on what's happening. Griff Jenkins particularly has been down there, as you have been down there with Mark Morgan, and we appreciate your fight. Tom Holman, thank you, man. Thanks for your service to this great country, my friend. And we'll talk soon, and we will keep the fight, Tom.
You keep the fight. We count on people like you, Joe, to get the truth out. Me and Mark's a two-man show. Shows like yours get out to millions of people. So thanks for what you're doing, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. It's our honor indeed. Tom Holman right there. He is the man. Joe Piscopo, 835. Al's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Sarah Feinberg, who's been in charge of the city's subways for the last year, could become the MTA's first ever female chairman. The 43-year-old has been praised for her work to keep the subways running amid the pandemic and a spike in crime down below. Governor Cuomo has formally nominated Feinberg to oversee the entire MTA, replacing the outgoing Pat Foy. Feinberg, who must be approved by the state Senate, says she's looking forward to shaping transportation in New York. Trenton's newest canine has sniffed out his first major drug bust. Authorities say Detective Nicholas Mahan and canine Ugo found 4,500 decks of heroin and roughly $600 in cash during a traffic stop at Hills Place and Furman Street last Wednesday. The stop led to the arrest of 28-year-old Hamilton Township resident Ronald Mesa, who is facing several drug charges, including intended to distribute drugs near a school. Canine Ugo graduated last month from the University of Pennsylvania Vet Working Dog Center. In sports, Gary Sanchez homered as the Yankees beat the Twins 8-4, breaks a four-game losing streak. The Mets, they were crushed in Baltimore by the Orioles by the final of 10-3. The Mets are 4-4 in their last eight games. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Let's go out to Elwood Row. Getting into Elwood, we're getting reports of an accident over by Cedar Road over in Nassau County. Traffic is also slowing down this morning as you take a ride over to Brooklyn on Belmont Avenue. Belmont Avenue, an accident as you get out towards Sackman Street. It looks like an accident involving a school bus with an injury as well. Over on the outbound Gowanus, stop-and-go traffic getting out toward 38th Street with a disabled vehicle in the way. Eastbound Gowanus heavy right up through the Prospect. Cross Bronx, eastbound heavy out by the Bruckner. A stalled vehicle was just cleared. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway South at 153 with construction. 1 and 9 northbound getting up toward the area of 139 in Jersey City. An accident on your way out toward the Holland Tunnel. And over on 22, some stop-and-go traffic westbound at Vauxhall Road in Union with ongoing road work. It looks like another hot day today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard is here. The Girl Scout cookies you love meet Cool Mind and world-famous soft serve, blended together in this chocolatey, minty masterpiece. Grab it today, only at your DQ. Happy, taste good.
Joe on the radio, you know, when fire broke out, Dari and Maria jumped from the window of the third-floor bedroom. I tell you this story, serious injury sent them to the hospital. Where did they go? They went to Broadway House for continuing care. At Broadway House, those recovering from an acute illness or injury benefit from expert medical care, rehabilitation, and social services. The goal? To help rebuild your health and your life. Today, Daria and Maria are back home thankful for the subacute care they received at Broadway House. For more information, please go to BroadwayHouse.org. And then 2 years ago, I tell you about Isaiah, right? Living on the streets of Newark, and this really breaks my heart, addicted to crack cocaine and untreated HIV/AIDS, right? Well, he went to Broadway House for continuing care, turned his life around. Their nationally recognized program for those with HIV/AIDS provides medical and social support with compassion to help Broadway House residents make a fresh start. Hey, thanks to Broadway House, Isaiah has overcome his challenges. He has begun a new life far from the streets. Please learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
For your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, how are you? Telling about law enforcement against drugs. I'm so excited that we're coming to the end of June. It's a couple weeks away now. Come on, we want you to register at leaddrugs.org, L-E-A-D-R-U-G-S, leaddrugs.org. It's the 28th to 29th. We're going to be broadcasting there live, 28th to 29th. Down at the Hard Rock. How cool is that in Atlantic City, okay? Now, the conference runs through 27th to the 30th of this month. The 27th to the 30th. So we want you to go down to Atlantic City, go to leaddrugs.org and sign up, because this is great. You take law enforcement agencies and you join together educators, community leaders, families, and we create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, and violence. This has been a goal of mine for years now, and it's actually happening with Law Enforcement Against Drugs, thanks to Nick DeMauro and the great team in Law Enforcement Against Drugs. They are committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Exactly what we need nowadays. Registration is now open for the four-day conference at the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, baby. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD conference today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Candyman. Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt candy. Come
Snickers cut Nates.
You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you.
Color. Who cuts a Snickers in a bunch of eights and then he eats them on the air? Oh, Joe Piscopo does that.
I'll admit, Sammy Davis Jr., big hit for him, by the way. You know what?
I love that
back
song.
In the day, yeah. Back in the day, we had nice songs, friendly songs like that.
Right. And it's perfect for you. Like you said, you're like Willy Wonka with this kid, and that's from Willy Wonka.
That's part of why I played
You know what's interesting, too? I don't know why we don't have, are there happy songs now? Remember even
no,
the song?
Everything's miserable.
I hated the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. I just hate it.
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, come on.
No, it made me like not happy. It made me irritable. It was just it
be
was too,
happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But there's nothing like that now. We are so like there's so much.
Pharrell Williams.
There's different. Yeah, that's true. That's a good song.
Happy
that's
song
that's good,
and recent.
Very good point. Yeah. Good point.
21st century.
There's so many different media outlets, you know, and media kind of music outlets that you go to. And there's no real, like I couldn't tell you, like even with my kids, I say to my kids, who's everybody listening to now? They don't really have a person. They're like, Billie Eilish is huge. You know, Billie Eilish is huge. And I'm trying to think who else.
Taylor Swift. But she usually writes about breakups.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean,
no,
you know.
No, but Taylor's great, too. She's a great talent. She really is. But not like the old days where it was just like music was it. But then again, who's out on the road? It's mostly, is it the old bands from the old days?
Huh? Well, right now. But I mean, but that's how those guys, that's how they have to make their money. It's not radio airplay. You've got to make your money now playing concerts. But do you think this record company executives, they got a guy in the studio or a woman in the studio? All right, so make it negative. Make it real negative. Dark. I want dark. Nothing light.
No.
Turn the lights off. Make sure
I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there. But I'm going to do the analogy I will make, and so true.
Right.
If you listen to Heavy D and the Boys, I'm just telling you, right, the late, great Heavy D from Brooklyn, and you listen to Run DMC, and you listen to some of that music, it was bright. It was even MC Hammer. It was just bright. And now I'm telling you, I hear sometimes, and when the kid, these kids today, when I hear the rap stuff, with, how many times can you use the N-word in one song? Yeah, in what verse? Let me put it that way. In one verse. And then we're supposed to not say it. Don't say it. Why isn't mainstream media going, look at this song that I heard? They go after, they say, you should put drag queens to tell kids stories in school. All right, great. Now, if that offends some parents, all we're bad, we are the devil. But you could say anything you want, use the N-word ad nauseum in any song, and no one has the guts to say it.
It's also the cursing in the songs, too. Why is it neat? Now, look, I freely admit that when I'm off the air, I do liberally use certain words.
Not you.
Yes. Really? And listen, it's discipline that the 4 hours that we're on the air that I don't use those words. That's it's a good thing. I pay attention to that. So maybe in some way I'm smart. But in songs, I don't understand why it's necessary. You know what I mean? Like, even to whatever it is, they're just trying to fill a space, so they drop an F-bomb or something. It's not necessary.
I know. I don't want to sound like an old guy, but when we were in the comedy
club. No, but it's
club,
not being an old guy. It's
we
not
all
being
started
old guy.
Doing the, we all started doing, and myself included, we were awful. It was terrible. It was terrible with the language, because we thought we had to be, because I guess Lenny Bruce had come up, and then George Carlin was out there, so we thought, we'll try it. Then I said, wait, whoa. Someone said to me, Joe, you come on stage, you seem like a nice guy, why are you using that language? And I said, I don't know, because I think I have to use it to go to the clubs, and I didn't. I stopped using it. But then Eddie Murphy would just listen to Pryor, and Eddie took profanity to another level, creatively. Oh, and then I remember we were backstage. I told you this before. It was a Universal Amphitheater, 6,000 people, and Eddie, rock star, a rock star coming on. I'll never forget. It was so cool. Yeah, and the Arsenio opening, when Arsenio used to open with that opaque kind of curtain, and it would open up.
Yeah, the wall.
That's Eddie's idea. Eddie did that on. I'm telling you, it was exciting. You would watch 6,000 people screaming, and then you would see the light would hit from Eddie from behind. It was opaque, and there was Eddie's image. The place went nuts. Curtain come up, and Eddie would come out, and he would do an hour and some killer time. I think he played Madison Square Garden too at one point. Then backstage, he and I at the piano, he was tinkling at the piano, and we were just chatting about everything after the show, about to go out afterwards. And I said, Ed, man, why do you need that? You don't need that. You know that. And he looked up at me. I told you this before. And he just goes, they laugh because they laugh like that. And I really didn't have an argument for it. But he liked it. He kept it and kind of made it like raw. If you listen to raw now, oh, my gosh, how politically incorrect it. Am I right?
Well, what is funny is you hear about the old timers, people like Red Skelton and Danny Thomas, who advocated for family values and don't use four-letter words. And they liberally told these awful jokes you couldn't even say. You couldn't even repeat.
Well, at the Friars Club or something, right?
Filthiest. Oh, yeah. They would tell comedians of your generation, the current generation, to keep it clean.
But think about Jerry Seinfeld, for example, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry made a career of being clean.
Yes.
I mean, a clean comedy that you could laugh at. Yep. Sebastian Maniscalco is another one.
Yeah.
He does curse in some portions of his show, but the whole thing is not, cursing left
Jay
and right.
Jay Leno as well.
Jay Leno, another perfect example. So there are guys who can do it. Letterman. Yeah. Was a fairly clean, but I don't know if you want to consider Letterman a quote-unquote comedian.
He was when he came up. He was,
So, I mean, there are ways to be funny without
Gilbert
having to resort
Gottfried
to cursing.
That's right.
Andrew Dice Clay. Great for the kids. Sam Kinison.
I'm such a clean guy on stage, everything, but Dice, man, how great. Dice on stage, it was
but
classic.
But Dice, perfect. Dice really... Dice perfected it, and early on when he was becoming a star, he really was hyper, focused on a lot of stuff. His Dangerfield stuff is absolutely brilliant. The Day the Laughter Died, which was right on the cusp of when he had sold out the Garden and stuff. If you ever listen to that double CD, it is brilliant because he nails people left and right.
How about Sam Kinison, too, guys?
Oh, another one.
How great was Sam?
But Kinison is off the chain.
Oh, oh, oh.
But he only needed to do that to get a laugh because he was so outrageous. That was what was cool.
Sweetheart of a guy, by the way. Just a sweetheart of a guy. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. There is news here. We will get to it. Bill O'Reilly's coming up in the next hour with some special news with a special announcement you don't want to miss. Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhame on the roads. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing out there today?
Hi, Joe. Let's take it out to the island. Southern State eastbound, getting out toward 106 into North Merrick. Watch out for an accident there. It's a little bit busy on Elwood Road, getting up through Elwood, out by Cedar Road. Reports of an accident here as well. Cross Bronx is busy eastbound, out by the Bruckner, but a disabled vehicle was finally cleared. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic, LIE West, right at the Cross Island, with an accident waiting for you as well. Inbound side of the GWB, only a five-minute delay. The inbound side of the Lincoln 30 Holland Tunnel, that's about 30 minutes into town. The outbound side of 495, leaving the Lincoln on 495 west by Pleasant Avenue, a crash there as well. 109 north at 139 by the covered roadway in Jersey City. We're getting reports of a collision, and traffic is still slowing down as you head to 22 eastbound by North Broad and Hillside. It looks like a stalled vehicle being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is excited for the future.
People shelling out their hard-earned money and going to a movie to enjoy life again. Life is coming back. Summer camps are coming back. It truly does feel like America is emerging from the abyss. God is good, and this country is coming back.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
Such a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible.
I need a PC that'll help launch my side hustle without grounding my budget.
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from home. And now get up to $150 off select PCs, like the Lenovo Flex 2-in-1 laptop with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N612, in-store only, limit 2.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic. And it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors because Mike Connors is a guy that can make your life a whole lot easier. I tell you about Mike Connors, right? And I'm telling you, if you want to, you got a situation in your life, right? And you try to protect your legacy. You try to protect your family. And you got nursing home costs you don't know what to do with. Just call Mike, please, because you need a will. I keep telling you this. And you think that you don't, but you do. I was the same way. I'm telling you, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'll get there. And then when your kids talk to you, you know, your kids talk, they make more sense sometimes than we do, right? And Joey, my big boy, God bless him, says that, Dad, you got to talk to Mike. I went and talked to Mike. It was so quick, painless, and easy. And for you right now, I went out to Brooklyn, but you could have a free comprehensive telephone consultation to see how Mike can protect you and your family, your assets, you know, your legacy. You could have all your questions answered right there from your home. Now, they've been doing this for 40 years. They know what they're doing. Mike Connors at Connors & Sullivan. So here's the number, please, to call for a free comprehensive telephone consultation. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Call Connors & Sullivan today. Schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. Or you can visit, please, ConnorsAndSullivan.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Where did I knock about you, baby? Yes.
Hey! Great, still a great song. Like about you.
What I like about you, you hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one.
What's the name of the group? I don't even know the name of the group. About.
The Romantics.
Yeah. Of course it's the Romantics. Famous. That new rock and roll. You're playing
that new rock and roll. Yeah.
I love it. Hey, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, Bill O'Reilly will join us and Michael Goodwin. But I want to make this announcement, as you've been hopefully hearing, that the New York City police arrested that 29-year-old man Tuesday in connection with the fatal shooting of that sweet kid, Justin Wallace, 10-year-old. You know, it was his birthday, I think, yesterday. How about that? That was in the Far Rockaway neighborhood of Queens. And the NYPD made the arrest. So, you know, God bless the NYPD, but our hearts go out to the Wallace family for that horrible, horrible incident that just keeps happening over and over again in New York. Hey, Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. If you'd like to join in into the soiree, I do see the phone calls. I'll go there. I think in a minute I might be able to grab a call or two. Right now we want to make way for Joe Lumberg. He's got the weather. Rain, Joe? Not rain. Heat? Not heat. What's going on, my friend?
Heat today, humidity, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. I don't think they'll be as prolific in terms of rain amounts as what some of those some places got yesterday, but just have to dodge one of them this afternoon and evening. And then after that, we dry it out. We start to bring the humidity down a little bit tomorrow afternoon. Back off of the temperatures, probably like 81 or 82, and even more so on Friday, about 72 for high with some sunshine.
Wow.
And it looks like we start the weekend dry with a little bit of a warming trend, but we're not going back to the hot stuff this weekend.
All right. Well done, Joe Lumberg. You are the man. Joe Lumberg right there. Let me grab a Glenn real quick before we break. Glenn, we got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I don't like ranked choice voting. It makes the it's going to be in finer print, so you're going to have to bring your magnifying glass. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa for mayor. I have no second, third, or fourth choice. Should I blacken each circle that he's my first, second, third, fourth choice for mayor?
That's the way to do it. Thank you. We'll talk about that because I don't understand that. I don't know why don't we like the old days? Just vote. You vote, for God's sake. You just go in and you vote, and you show up and you vote. And if you're infirmed or if you have to do an absentee ballot, you do it that way. But show up and vote. What is the problem? Dear God, why do they have to change everything? They're taking away the one great right that we have in America. And they're doing ranked choice voting, and we're going to mail this, mail that. No. We need to revamp the whole thing and just do what this democracy was founded on and just vote, for crying out loud. And yes, Curtis is a great choice for mayor. Hey, Joe on the radio, Bill O'Reilly joining us. He's got a special announcement coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Michael Goodwin, the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Joe and Al and Debbie and Joe again. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion.